Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get it. All football, all the time. You're listening to the best football show. Hosted by Brian Baldinger.
All right, thank you, and welcome to the best football show. I am Brian Baldinger at Baldy NFL. You can download this on your free Odyssey app, like it, subscribe, all that kind of good stuff. You can find me on Instagram. I just did something on the Chiefs rushing attack from the Super Bowl, very underrated rushing attack, and how they just utilized game plan situations, to whether it was to take care of Bosa or to get the linebackers to move. They ran for 139 yards. Anyways, that was – just put that up on Instagram, on Twitter, X, TikTok. You can find us every day. So here it is, Wednesday, May 8th. And look, it's kind of a dead time, but it's not really a dead time. It's never dead in the NFL. I mean, obviously, people are kind of chewing on the Brady roast that took place, at the LA Forum, and it was fantastic. Fantastic humor. Everybody got dinged. Everybody got hit. Kind of reminded me of what it was like being in the locker room back in the day and what we would say to teammates regardless. Like, it was just, nobody bit their tongues back then. That's kind of how it was. But anyways, we do have the NFL schedule coming up next Wednesday, May 15th. And it's significant because this offseason is very, very structured in the NFL. Obviously, we had the playoffs beginning in mid-January. We had the Super Bowl in the first half of February. We had the fallout of that. We had the combine in Indianapolis. We had free agency, and we've had the draft. And so the next thing on the schedule is the schedule. And it's important. We already know that Kansas City on the second Thursday in September, the Kansas City Chiefs are going to be defending their throne. We don't know who it's against. It might be the Houston Texans. There's some good games there. Typically, it's not going to be the best game, but it's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's going to get your eyeballs to the set. Last year, of course, it was Detroit going into Kansas City to kick off the season. And everybody questioned, well, is Detroit ready for prime time? Can they do it? Is this the right team? Well, they got the right team. It was absolutely the right team. And they did go into Kansas City, and they upset. Now, Kansas City played that night without Travis Kelce, who was out with a banged-up knee. They played without Chris Jones, who had a contract squabble. They didn't get the Kansas City Chiefs at full speed. But they beat Kansas City in Kansas City. And Detroit ended up having a great season. They took the 49ers, right to the brink. It was the right team. The people that make this schedule, they know what they're doing. We know that after Kansas City defends their title on that Thursday night, We now know that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to play the Green Bay Packers in São Paulo, Brazil. And the global game is on. We have seen games now being played in England. We have seen them played in Germany to great fanfare. We have seen them played in Mexico. And now we're going to see him play in Brazil. And as somebody that has been to Brazil a lot for a variety of functions, I have been to Brazil on Super Bowl Sunday and did the international feed there. I have been to Brazil for the World Cup. I've been to Brazil to go out and have fun. It will be a fantastic, fantastic debut in the big country of Brazil. I was just on American Airlines flight the other day. The plane I was on from Philadelphia to Miami was then going to go from Miami to São Paulo. So they have regular flights. Eagle fans, Packer fans travel. They will be well represented on that Friday night before we kick off on Sunday. So that's the next thing on the NFL schedule, is the schedule. We now know that Christmas falls on a Wednesday. At one point they said, we will never play games on a Wednesday. Well, they're going to play games on Wednesday, on Christmas Day. They're going to be games played on Saturday before Christmas, on Sunday, on Monday night, probably Tuesday on Christmas Eve, and probably on Wednesday. They're probably going to own the entire television schedule the way the NFL knows how to do it, and they will play games on Christmas Day. We will wait and see who plays on Christmas Day. We will find out who plays on Monday Night Football opening season. Typically, we have now seen, ESPN have two games on that opening Monday night of the season, probably 7 and 10 o'clock at night. So we'll get national games on Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and two games on Monday night. We'll get the Thursday night schedule on Amazon Prime. We will get Peacock games, since we now know streaming is in. We will see who will play the most primetime games, that being Thursday night, Sunday night, NBC, Monday night, Saturday afternoon during the holiday season, et cetera, et cetera. The max you can get is 5, but we also know that games can be plucked for primetime. They can be, they can be moved. So we may get teams that eventually get 6 primetime games, I'm sure. So that's the schedule coming out next Wednesday, May 15th, big schedule release on NFL Network, ESPN. There will be stuff that will be leaked between today, May 8th, and next Wednesday, May 15th. And we will talk about it all day ad nauseum on Thursday, May 16th. That's what they want. That's that. We have had a big signing that has just happened. Odell Beckham Jr., OBJ, has signed with the Miami Dolphins. There was a lot of conjecture of where he might go. Last year at this time, he signed with the Baltimore Ravens. And, Odell had a decent season, not the season that he wanted to have. Zay Flowers became the number one receiver. Tight ends took up a bunch. They run the ball a bunch. Rashad Bateman stayed healthy. They threw the ball much better. Odell didn't really get a big taste of it. So you go, why is he signing with Miami? Well, we saw that in the draft, the Miami Dolphins take a guy out of the University of Tennessee by the name of Jalen Wright. He's a home run hitter. He ran in the 4.3s at the combine. That's to go with Devon Achane and Raheem Mostert. To go with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. So you add Odell Beckham speed, okay? His foot, just his overall speed, his ability to run away from people, his ability to short yardage situations, just short area quickness. They just add more speed to the roster. That's, something that Mike McDaniel believes in, is in speed. Now, the question is, who's going to play in the slot? Because Odell Beckham has been an outside receiver his whole career. All right. He's one from the outside. He has, you know, Jalen Waddle is an outside receiver and Tyreek Hill is an outside receiver. So somebody's got to go into the slot. So it'll be interesting to see how Mike McDaniel does this. Does he move Tyreek Hill around where he becomes a slot receiver? Does Odell Beckham Jr. kind of evolve into that slot receiver and run those? Because if you're playing the slot, you also have to block. You're going to run the ball out of a three-receiver set. We call 11 personnel, which is one back, one tight end, three wide receivers. So if you run out of 11 personnel, which the Miami Dolphins do a great deal, some receiver is going to be in the slot.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Remains to be seen just exactly who that's going to be. So there's question marks kind of around them. Can they find that guy that can go win in three receiver sets? And can it be Odell? Is it Waddle goes in there? Et cetera, et cetera. And then you add Jalen Wright to the Miami Dolphins offense. They once again are attracting. You go Tyreek, Jalen, Odell, Devon, Raheem, and now Jalen Wright, the running back out of Tennessee, who is a flat-out home run hitter. That's what he is. So how many different ways can the Miami Dolphins hit home runs? That's kind of the question. They were the number one offense in football. Of course, they scored 70 in one game against Denver early in the year. But they had a lot of injuries last year. Tyreek Hill was banged up from midseason on. I asked him in December. I think it was December. Maybe it was earlier than that. I asked him in December. They're playing Tennessee on a Monday night. I was doing the game for Westwood One. I asked him if he could get Calvin Johnson's record of 1,900-plus yards. Could he get 2,000? He said he wanted to get 2,000, but his health was in question. We saw Jalen Waddle miss games, miss time, and come out of games. We saw Raheem Mostert miss time. We saw Devon Achane average 7.8 yards a carry. He missed time. So I would say that these signings of, you know, Jalen Wright, you know, out of Tennessee, of Odell Beckham, it's basically depth. We're into a 17-game schedule. So who has enough depth to survive the brutality of a 17-game schedule and in 18 weeks. I think that those are a big part. You know, Odell can make more money on incentives, but basically they're getting him for $3 million. It's a good deal. So that's that. And then I think the thing that is important right now is everybody is either having or have had rookie mini camps. And for most teams, all the veterans are in the facilities right now. Okay. And so there is a scary point for every single general manager and head coach. When you see these players in your building and on the field for the first time, because in some cases there's an, oh my, what did we just do kind of feeling. You realize some of these guys can't play. In fact, the veterans know within days of these rookies coming in, you know, just the way that they act, the way that they move, the way that they look on the field in position groups, the way that they are either have attention or no attention when you get into meetings. The players know within days if a player has a chance of being a great player or a good player, or if he's going to even make the team. We know it. We can separate these guys almost immediately because we just know how you're supposed to act. And I'm not saying every rookie's got to be a choir boy, and it's not even that. We just know guys that have it. And it's funny because we spend months just analyzing all these players on every level, whether it's, you know, 15-minute meetings at the combine, whether it's, you know, one of your 30 visits to a team, whether it's private individual meetings, whether it's the combine and all the testing and all the scouting that goes into all these players all year long. And we go and we talk to all these different people, equipment managers, and we talk to high school coaches. We talk to all these different people to get as much background, as much information as we possibly can to get the biggest, widest composite of these players. And then draft day comes, and April 25th, 26th, 27th comes and goes, almost 2 weeks ago. And we, every team, we got the guy. We got our guy. Until you realize that some of these guys can't play. Like in 2020, 11 of the 32 first-round draft picks have been extended the fifth-round option, meaning over two-thirds of the teams basically said, we don't really care. I mean, if they hit and have a great season this year, great, but we're ready to move on. That's basically what that fifth-year option means for first-round draft picks. That's 4 years ago, where two-thirds of the team said, we're ready to move on. I mean, there's a high bust factor in the first round. Basically, you go through any draft, and 10 players in every first round of the draft are bust or close to bust, just didn't make a big impact. And so what I'm saying is you get to these mini camps, and you see these guys go on the field, and you're throwing the ball around. I can tell you, like, I knew my rookie year, our first-round draft pick in 1982 with the Dallas Cowboys. You go look it up. I'm not going to mention his name. I knew when he was late to the first practice because he was – busy signing an agreement with for a car company. He was going to get a dealer car, and he was late to practice. I knew right then, not just because of that. I just knew the guy wasn't going to be a player. And the Cowboys blew the pick, and they blew the pick. So it happens all the time. You look at these guys, and you're like, this guy can't play. This guy can't move. This guy's stiff. This guy, this, that, and the other thing. This guy doesn't know how to compete. This guy's already whining. This guy has it. This guy's already hitting everything that moves. I remember going to the first mini camp of the Baltimore Ravens in 1996. I'll never forget because that was the first year of the Baltimore Ravens. And I'm living in South Jersey, and they have an open mini camp. Okay? They have an open mini camp there. And I go down to practice, and it's Ray Lewis and Jonathan Ogden are the first-round picks. And I saw Ray Lewis move in that first mini camp. And I said, this already looks like the best linebacker in football. Like, it was just that instant. I watched Jonathan Ogden, who was playing left guard at the time. He was the biggest guy on the field. But he just had these hands and this movement that you go, nobody 6 foot nine has ever moved like this, ever. Nobody. Nobody this size ever moved like this. And I came away from that mini camp going, I didn't know I was going to see two first ballot Hall of Famers. But I knew the Baltimore Ravens struck gold in the draft in 1996. Rookie minicamps, they show you a lot right before you ever put the pads on about players, their movement, their maturity, how they conduct themselves, how they compete. You know right away. All right, this has been the Best Football Show. I'm Brian Baldinger. Thanks for joining me. I will be back periodically, probably again, as news breaks, as the schedule gets ready to be released. I'll come back and I'll be right here to talk about it. Thanks for joining me, everybody.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,